When scandals over scheduling and poor health care reached a boiling point in 2014, Congress acted. One of its mandates in the Veterans Affairs Reform Bill was a top-to-bottom review of VA's organizational setup and whether it was optimal for delivering health care consistently. That task fell to a nonprofit MITRE corporation. After completed that work, MITRE convened a Blue Ribbon Commission to review its findings. Gail Walensky is a co-chair of the commission. Tom Temin interviewed her. In part one of their interview, she describes the scope of the commission's work and, by extension, how deeply MITRE dove into VA.
The bill called for an assessment of the VA in terms of 12 different areas, things like demographics, healthcare capabilities, access standards, workflow, health information technology, et cetera. The MITRE Corporation was responsible for the work in 11 of the 12 areas. The Institute of Medicine took responsibility for one of those areas. The MITRE Corporation chose to convene a blue panel of experts on healthcare and healthcare organization and federal health centers, and to have that group review what MITRE was doing and to provide an assessment of the work that MITRE had done in response to the legislation. So we were commenting on the MITRE report, which ultimately we unanimously supported.
That's a kind of extra depth to a look at something like VHA, to have a company, nonprofit, the size of and the with the depth of expertise of MITRE to do this report, then to have a whole panel of outside experts look at what MITRE had done. That's unusual, I think, even in the federal context.
It was very unusual, and I think speaks well to the seriousness with which MITRE approached this challenging job, challenging because of the nature of the assessment in a relatively short period of time, and challenging because of the politics involved with the VA.
And having been in public health yourself over many, many years, and you ran CMS during the George H.W. Bush administration, this is not something you have not seen before either, is it?
Correct. These are issues that have been raised. They haven't been raised quite with the sense of frustration and anger toward the system that occurred with the reports coming out of the Arizona VA. But these are not new issues that the VA and other facilities have had to face from time to time.
So MITRE convened the panel. You co-chaired it. How did you go about your work? What was the process of the panel itself?
The panel met four different times. We would meet the evening before and almost all of the following day.
And this was over a period of how long?
We started around March or April, and we finished reviewing the MITRE report in August. So we were meeting in quite a condensed format. We had a lot of material to go through. We listened to presentations by each of the assessment teams so that we understood what they did, had a chance to question what they did, how they did it. We had the material that they were producing beforehand, had an opportunity to look at the data that was being requested by MITRE from the VA, comment on it, request on occasion, augmented data if possible, so that we would be in a position to reasonably opine about whether or not the work that MITRE had done seemed to be a thorough and appropriate assessment of the issues they were asked to look at through the legislation.
And so what did you find fundamentally?
We ended up unanimously supporting the MITRE recommendations and findings. We did not attempt, because we did not have either the time or the staff to do an independent assessment on our own, but we were comfortable with both the findings that MITRE came up with, and most importantly, the recommendations for change that MITRE has made. And they're very fundamental to the organizational structure of the VA. They refer to clinical issues and the need to, for example, reduce some of the clinical variability, which is a long-known issue that has plagued the VA. But they go to the heart of an organizational structure and how the leadership and the organization needs to change in order to deliver the kind of care our veterans deserve.
We're speaking with Gail Walensky. She is co-chair of the Blue Ribbon Panel that reviewed the MITRE report on VHA and is also a senior fellow at Project Hope. And so did you have in this process any contact with VHA officials themselves, the subject of all of this study and analysis?
We had some briefings by VA initially. Carolyn Clancy came to speak to the group at our opening meeting. Most of our information, however, came indirectly provided to MITRE by the VA and VHA at our request. So that was how most of it occurred rather than direct information. We didn't do the kind of detailed legwork, for example, that MITRE did in terms of going out to the various VA sites, interviewing people on site at the VA and people who were or had been affiliated. They did the primary data collection and interviewing. We read and had an opportunity to question what it was they did. So we really were an independent review group rather than the primary generator of the evidence that MITRE has submitted now to the Congress.
And in speaking with Ms. Clancy and in speaking with the MITRE people who in turn had spoken to people at VA, do you have any sense of what VA felt like during this and whether the cooperation level that they gave MITRE was adequate? Did MITRE express that it was adequate for them to get the job they had to do done?
They visited 87 sites. So that is a lot of VA sites, and I don't want to try to comment on what happened at each of these sites. Probably the biggest challenge was getting the data that was being requested in a timely way. That was somewhat of a struggle early on, in part because the VA was inundated with data requests from all sorts of people. Because of all of the response to the Arizona and other complaints that had occurred. Plus, they were trying to get their own house in order with a new secretary, et cetera. That was probably the biggest issue, is the difficulty accessing some of the information, and some of the recommendations go to the need for a easier to access information system, the need to have an appointment system that is comparable to the best in class that exists in some of the private, et cetera. So part of the difficulty we experienced in getting all of the information that we wanted was not because we felt like they were being recalcitrant as much as overwhelmed and working with what was not always the most user-friendly system for them.
Yeah, so that it could indicate not only, as you say, the systems were inadequate, but also maybe VHA or VA didn't always have the correct metrics that it was gathering data on that it later needed to gather data on.
Correct.
In looking at the final result of the of what MITRE Corporation did, is your sense that they did good work and also that it is relevant to what is going on at VA and what needs to change there?
Yes. They are major sweeping recommendations for change in governance and leadership, authority, and how the VA organizes itself. There are both in terms of what the MITRE raised, but particularly there is an issue that our Blue Ribbon panel raised that goes to the future of the VA, which we did not try to answer, but we felt needed to be posed and answered by the Congress or the American public in some manner.